Lambeau, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Coyotes have been busy the last several weeks, signing extensions, re-signing many of their coaches, and et cetera, in the front office. And today the announcement was made. Gambo reported the news earlier that Coyotes general manager Bill Armstrong has signed a contract extension to remain with the Coyotes. And joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line, our friend from the Coyotes, the GM, Bill Armstrong, who joins us here on Burns and Gambo. What's going on, Bill? Congratulations.
Well, gentlemen, thank you. I mean, we're going to be stuck to deal with each other for how many more years?
Well, I don't know. How many years is your extension for?
It's going to go to 28-29, so it's a good 5 years added on after this year. So
wow, Bill, I'll long be retired, man. I'll be hanging out in the box with you, just watching the games. I'll be long gone 28-29. But good for you. Yeah.
Hey, Bill, if you want
28-20, good for you. Congratulations.
You can be a guest on the Burns and Beyond show after Gambo retires. So we're already planning for life after Gambo. We're naming the show Burns and Beyond. We'll have you on as a regular guest then. Is that cool?
I absolutely love it. Absolutely. I can't wait. the opportunity, we talked about the years, gives our staff and myself a chance to complete the rebuild. And that's the ultimate goal. When you sign your first, contract as a GM, you're all glossy-eyed looking at it, and then you get into it, and you get into the fight, and you start moving things in a positive manner, and you want to finish it, and we're getting to the fun times now. So we're getting to where our team's starting to get competitive, and now we're going to have a chance, to continue to pick players and play competitive games and move into that next step eventually. Moving into the playoffs, it's going to take some time to get there, but when we do, we want to be able to sustain that and be a playoff team every year. So we're slowly getting there, but it's been very positive and exciting times for us as an organization.
For a couple of things I want to touch on. One is congratulations, well deserved. I'm very happy for you. Two is I always judge whether it's players, coaches, GMs, and Bernsey knows this. I always judge success based on whether you get a second contract or not. I truly do, because a lot of times we've seen many guys come in one contract as a player. Yeah. We've seen players come in and they don't get their option years picked up. Their fifth year options. They don't get a second contract. And to me, that's a little bit of a failure. I don't, but to get a second contract, to me, that shows success. That shows that they believe in you. They believe in what you're doing, and they want to keep things going in that direction. You feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's interesting. Everybody talks about, you get the extension, but what I really try to do is build an organization behind the scenes. From your development staff to your sports science to your strength training to your scouts to your coaching, and get the best of the best. And we've accomplished the majority of, what we've tried to accomplish. And it's been very positive in getting great people in here to the desert to kind of rebuild this and in every department. So it's been exciting. And my thought process from the day I came in is to build a championship team off the ice with your hockey ops, and you'll get one on the ice. And I've been very excited about what we've been able to accomplish with some of the talented off-ice people we've got. But now the players are coming, and that's an exciting time for the fans. You're going to get to see the Cooleys and the Gunthers and the Simashevs and the Boots. So those guys are coming shortly. So that's exciting times for the fans.
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to say is that you gave one of the most... I've been doing this show for 27 years.
Yep.
You gave one of the most honest answers that anybody ever gave, and we do shows with the Diamondbacks manager every week and the Suns GM every week, and we have the Cardinals coach every week, and you said it was going to take 7 years. Like, you didn't, like, sugarcoat it. We're still blown away by that. Nobody is that honest. You didn't come in and say we expect to get this thing turned around in 2 to 3 years. You said honestly, but if you look at the way this thing goes, it's 3 years for this, it's 5 years for this, and to be a contender, it's going to be 7 years.
Yeah. Well, I we could have got it done in 2 years, but Arizona's so nice, we came up with a 9-year plan for this year. So.
No, but touch on that. I mean, where this organization was to truly build a winner with sustained success, it's not going to happen in 3 or 4 years.
Because then we would fake it, and we would go out and get people through free agency and overpay and just, you know, gamble on maybe it's 1 in a million, the team comes together and you overachieve. But if you build it properly, it has to be done through the draft. And through the draft, it takes some time. But it keeps the money low and allows you to have a lot of good players on your team if you can draft properly. And that's what we try to do here. And our model is, listen, when we went to ownership and how I got the job is I went through history. Hey, look, it took the Blackhawks this amount of years. Took the Blues 14. You know, I think the quickest what was ever done, I think, was by Pittsburgh. I think it was in 5 or 6 years. You know, they made the playoffs, you know. So it's truly, I mean, that's the truth. I mean, you can lie to the fans, but at the end of the day, you know, honesty comes through, and, you know, truth comes through. And, you know, fans don't want to hear it. But the one thing that they do like is when they come to the rink and they see what you're doing and they can see your team compete, they can see your team play hard, win games, and they can see the young players coming. You know, hope is a great thing with our organization, and I think people can see what we've done in the mass amount of picks. Listen, I won you over because there was one particular player you hated. You texted me, I want to say 3 or 4 times per day on this particular player.
Oh, okay,
NHL said you can move this player. They said it's he's impossible to move. And when I moved him, I had you at hello.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had you at hello.
I mean, one of the most overrated players in the history of this league and an absolute disaster for this organization. I mean, Tock, you tried to get rid of him for years and years and years, just wanted to get rid of him. And, you know, because he was just so bad and he couldn't skate and he couldn't play and he was so soft. And then you got rid of him. And you won me over with that. I mean, look what you got out of it. Yeah. I mean, look at the draft pick you got out of it and the player you got out of it. I mean, it was a huge win for you guys.
I wasn't trying to step on you there, Bill, but when you were saying 3 or 4 times, I'm like, you mean per day, right? Like, it was 3 or 4 times
per day.
It wasn't three.
And they weren't enjoyable texts. Like, they
never like, are, Bill. I get texts from him 3 or 4 times a day. They're never enjoyable. It's not a lot of fun.
It's almost a form of harassment, you know what I mean?
But did it work?
Yes.
Are you better for it? Are you better for it?
I'm 100% better GM for it.
Right. 100% better.
Oh,
100%.
That's so funny.
That was great advice I gave you. I didn't even charge you for it.
Right. And you expect the texts to come from, you know, your owners or your coaches, you know what I mean? Or players that don't like the other player. Or once in a while, your wife who doesn't like the players you pick. But it was coming from you, you know? 3 times a day.
That's funny. Well, Bill, once again, congratulations on the contract extension, and thanks for the laugh. That was really, really good. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be talking to you throughout the course of the preseason and training camp and et cetera, et cetera. But congrats. That's awesome for you, and we will talk to you very soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Got it. Thanks, Bill.
Bill Armstrong, general manager of the Coyotes, got a contract extension today, signed through the 28/29 season.